comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this beautiful planet we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. I'm delighted to be here, and I'm delighted you're here. We're here because you have a right to know, and because you matter. Tonight we are going to be talking about one of the most controversial and contentious topics in our genre. We're going to delve into channeling. We're going to take an excursion into the world of channeling. We're going to talk about, what is it? Is it fact? Is it fiction? Or is it just plain fraud? Channeling. It's all over the UFO genre. And people have attached themselves to one side or the other of the issue with religious fervor. So we tread in dangerous waters tonight. Not something that I'm unfamiliar with. I certainly am not a stranger to treading in dangerous waters, but that's where we'll be tonight. So we're going to be talking about it, and I'm going to be asking you to express your views of channeling when I open the telephones. So get your fingers limbered up, get ready to call, grab some guts, stiffen your spine, and let's rock and roll here tonight, all right? Here at the Kevin Smith Show, we publish something called the K-Files. It is our free weekly newsletter. And it's a good one. It really is, and we want you to be getting it. But the only way that can happen is if you subscribe and then activate your subscription. It's free. It's not going to cost you anything. What holds you back? What is it that's got you going, yeah, well, I don't know? I mean, come on. Get off of that, grow up, and subscribe. Oh, I know, I just ticked off a few. But that's okay. If it ticked you off, it's because you need to grow up. If it didn't tick you off, well then, you don't need to grow up, you just need to subscribe. How about that? So go over to my website. It is kevinsmithshow.com. And click where it says K-Files and then subscribe. You're not going to be spammed as a result of subscribing to the K-Files because we don't let anybody else have our email list. It's just for us, and for the K-Files subscriptions and K-File subscribers. I mean, that's it. That's all it's used for. You can unsubscribe anytime you want to, but most people stay with us forever. And we think you will, too. I really do, because it's a good publication. Also, if you're not a member yet, where's the genius in that? It's not but 25 cents a day, and it opens up a complete new universe here at the Kevin Smith Show. So where's the genius in not subscribing? Fix that, too, during this show. Click where it says join. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. This is Kevin Smith, and tonight we're going to be talking about something that I haven't avoided it, but I haven't done it. And one of the reasons is because on this show, I try not to have my own agenda. Now, we present a lot of different information, and we present, I have guests that say things and present their positions, and often I personally have a disagreement with their position. But the show is not about what is my position. The show is about getting their information so that you can study it, so that you can examine it, and so that we can do it together here, and you'll make up your own mind. And it's not always easy to do that. I mean, there are times, I'm sure, when you sense that I am not buying what I'm hearing from the guest. I try not to show reaction to it, but I'm sure there are times when that is evident for you. I'm only human, and I'm sure that there are times when it's obvious that I'm not buying what a guest is saying. But the point is not whether I buy it or not, because I'm not God. I may not be right about it. And the point is to get the information out. But the problem with channeling is that, as a topic for the show, is that there's really no middle ground ever with channeling, because it is all about, and it's 100% about faith. It's all 100%. About belief. There's no room for middle ground. It is religion. Now, just by me saying that, there are people who have already determined, well, then you certainly would be opposed to channeling. And then there are others who are saying, well, sounds like you're already attacking channeling. And there are others who have determined, see, people just start reading stuff into it. When you state a fact, and it happens to be that it deals with their religion, they immediately read things into what you said. They're not reading from what I said, but they read into it. And then they go out and blab, 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 diarrhea of the mind and diarrhea of the mouth, and start saying that I said things I didn't say. Well, look, I'm going to say it again, and this is very, very challenging, because it's not challenging for me to say it. I don't care. I mean, it's the truth, so I'll say it. But it's very challenging to people all over the UFO world. And that is, the whole concept and the whole subject of channeling is religion. It's 100% about faith and believing. There are people that channel, they claim to channel angels. It's very interesting to me that all the pictures, I went and looked at pictures about channeling just to see what people are depicting. And almost all these pictures, when they channel angels, it's this picture of some beautiful, beatific, glorious looking creature with two wings, and there's not a creature like that that's ever mentioned in the Bible, in the Book of Enoch, Jasher, Jubilees, That is fiction. That creature does not exist. Now, see, some of you are going to run around and say, well, he said angels don't exist. No, I didn't. Listen in English. That's what I'm using. I said that picture that they say, you know, they're channeling angels and they use that picture. That's fiction. That creature does not exist. Never existed. Doesn't exist. It's fiction. Now, there are people who say they are channeling archangels. I looked at one of, I looked at a bunch of these today. Actually, I've looked at these over the past 2 or 3 weeks, but I refreshed my memory today and looked at them again. There's one that claims to be channeling 3 archangels. Well, the Bible is where most people have heard of archangels, and it mentions one, the archangel, Michael. The book of Enoch, which is not in the Bible, it's just an ancient book, it is quoted in the New Testament heavily. But if you read in the New Testament the little tiny book of Jude, it's almost entirely a quote out of Enoch. Well, Enoch mentions 7 archangels. Emmanuel is not one. Whether you go with what the Bible says or the book of Enoch, Emmanuel is not one of the archangels. That is a name that's used in the Old Testament, and it means God is with us. And it was a name used in prophecy about the coming Messiah. That same site said that he was channeling Michael. That is one of the archangels that's mentioned. And he's channeling Zadkiel. Not mentioned. Zadkiel is fiction. Something out of the air. I looked at another site, and it listed the names of 17. No, I'm sorry. Is that right? 15. It listed 15 names for archangels. Now, you've got to wonder, you know, where does this information come from? We have heard of archangels out of 2 sources, 2 ancient sources. One of them is the Bible. The other one is Enoch. Enoch gives us a list of 7 names for archangels. Where did the rest of these guys come from? Now, some people accept the book of Enoch as being just as valid as the Bible. Most who believe that the Bible is valid and true do not accept the book of Enoch. So, I mean, you got a split community right there. So people who think there are archangels, think there's, you know, there's some kind of archangel, are split. Part of them believe there's 1, and part of them believe there's 7. And then those who get their information from the fairy dust in the ether, there can be 15, 20, 2,000. You just keep making up names. Now, I'm being pretty harsh, I guess, just by stating facts. I mean, what I'm telling you, you can go on the internet, you can research it, you can see for yourself exactly what I just told you. These are just the facts. But there are people who think I'm being real hard on the UFO community here by talking about channeling and exposing these facts. Well, look, the UFO community, long before there was any such talk about UFOs, there were UFOs, but long before there was any popular talk about it, there were preachers running around claiming that they just got a message from God, or they just got a message from the Holy Ghost. And Fred, God told you to send $1,000 to the Kevin Smith Show, and he's going to bless you 1,000-fold for sending that $1,000. There were preachers running around doing that. When I was growing up in Dallas, Texas, there was a very famous preacher on television. He was based in Dallas. And after he died, his son sort of took over the thing. It seems to be kind of a family dynasty thing for these television preachers. And he was renowned for getting a message from God. The Holy Ghost just told me that Mary from Idaho, Mary from Idaho, where are you? Now, that's a little bit suspicious, isn't it? The Holy Ghost just told him Mary from Idaho, but didn't tell him where she was. He still got to say, where are you? So Mary would raise her hand or stand up, and he would say, God has revealed to me that you have back trouble. You've got pain in your back. And Mary would start crying, and she'd, oh, yes, yes. And then he'd say, God's going to heal you right now. Come on down here, Mary. And she would come down there, and he would put his hand on her head, and zap, she would hit the floor, and she'd get up jumping and joyous, and everything was wonderful. Well, did you know that the Holy Ghost is apparently an earpiece just like what I wear right here? Here's one right here. Can you see it? I'm put it in front of my face. See that? That's how I hear what's going out over the air. Apparently, that's the Holy Ghost, because he got caught. And what was happening was, before the church service would start, he had his workers out there meeting the crowd and talking with people and praying with them, and they were gathering information which they would fill out on a card, and this went to a dispatcher, if you will, in another room, who had a microphone that spoke into his ear and would say, Mary from Idaho, back trouble, pain in her back. And he got caught. And the way he got caught is some people who thought he was a fraud somehow got in there with a frequency checker and tracked that frequency and listened in on it and heard the voice of the Holy Ghost speaking in his ear. Now, you might say, well, yeah, you know, the preachers are all frauds. No, they're not. I think a lot of them are misguided. I think a lot of them are misled. But I think most have really very pure intentions. They're not all frauds. I don't think that most preachers get up and lie to their people on purpose and say things that aren't true on purpose. I think they're telling what they've been taught and what they truly believe is true. But there are frauds among them. This whole thing of channeling, I mean, that's channeling. Now, religious people say, no, that's being sensitive to the Holy Ghost. That's channeling. It's the same thing. That's channeling. And this whole thing of channeling, whether it's a preacher, of course, you know, the guy with the earpiece was clearly a fraud, but I don't think everybody gets up and says things like that are frauds with an earpiece. He was. But it is channeling when you do that. And we're having the same thing happen all over the UFO world. The same thing. People say, oh, I'm channeling Justmael. And they give you some message from Justmael. And then people run off and say, oh, did you know Bobby down the street, man, he channels Just Mael, and Just Mael said there's going to be this happening, there's going to be that happening. And people just get all tied up in knots over these messages from channelers. You think that's not happening in the UFO world? Let me give you two real good examples. Famous channeler put it out that there was going to be mass arrests of all these elites. And I got email, if I had printed every email I got when this came out, if I printed, I'm not complaining about the email. Send me email. I like to hear from you. It makes my day. It really does. But if I had printed every email that I got telling me about this message that was channeled, and there's going to be these big mass arrests of all of these elite for their crimes against the people and so forth, and there's going to be a big roundup, and we've got, you know, the forces of light are about to move, and, you know, help is on the way. If I had printed all those and stacked them up, I could start at the floor, and it would have stacked to the ceiling. People were really excited about it. And I burst a lot of bubbles when I wrote and when I said on this show more than once, it ain't happening, folks. It's never going to happen. I didn't have as large a stack, but I had a big stack of emails. If I had printed them all and stacked them up, it would have been a big stack. Telling me that I was a disinformer and that I was part of the dark side. And I guess I was the Antichrist. I don't know. But I had a bunch of them that reacted that way. When I said, it's never going to happen. I've been one of the people who makes arrests. I've been international police. I've been in a position to make arrests in foreign countries, and in a position, and have made arrests in foreign countries, and in a position to arrest high-powered people. I know how it works. All right, we'll be back. I'll rant some more after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. This is Kevin Smith in the pit tonight, and we'll see how this turns out. Well, I told you I was going to give you two examples. I want to wrap up with the first one. This channeler was backing up his channeled messages with information from someone else, and they said it has begun. And I went on the air and I said, not so, folks. It's never going to happen. And I told you, I got called everything but human by a few people over me doing that. Doesn't stop me doing it, but because you have a right to know. But I told you, I know how this works. And, you know, all these elite that are going to be rounded up, according to the channeled message, that's the people in charge of all the enforcers. Every police officer in the world answers to a chain of command And at the top of that chain of command are the elite. Now, the police officers try to, most of them, try to do their work with justice and fairness, and, you know, there's a few of them that are Billy Badass with a badge, and these thugs need to be put in jail. But most cops all over the world, and I've worked with cops from countries from all over the world, most of them just try to do their job with fairness and justice, and to be impartial and just do basic law enforcement. But up that chain of command, the further up you go, the more political it gets. And I know, I've been a police chief. I've been the deputy director of operations, deputy chief of operations for the entire national police force for East Timor. I know how political it gets. The further up you go, the more political it gets. And once you get to the top, it's almost entirely political. And beyond that, that person has people he answers to. And up there, that's where the elite sit. You think that all these elite worldwide who have control of all of these police forces are going to allow those police forces to come arrest all of them? It's never, ever going to happen. So these guys, they had to reset their date twice, and both of those dates have come and gone. And guess what? It didn't happen, and it's not going to. Over this past weekend, as we were approaching the weekend, I was receiving lots of email from a lot of people about several channelers who were saying that the president, you know, he's going to be speaking at the UN, and he was going to disclose alien presence. I said nothing about it, but I have before. I've said, not going to happen. And so these channelers, you know, they were channeling Just Mael and Gertrude Mael and Sally Mae Mael and everybody's Mael, and they were saying that the president is going to disclose alien presence at the UN. Well, you saw the speech, you heard the speech. Did he do it? So these are some of my problems when we talk about channeling. This is why I said this is all about belief. Now, you've heard me talk about this, but I'm going to go ahead and say this, and then I want you to, when I open the phones, I want you to call in and tell me what you think about channeling. And if you think I'm wrong, it's okay. I mean, I'm not going to challenge you and try to prove my point or anything. I'm saying what I'm going to say right here. I mean, this show is heard in 143 countries. There's not anybody in 143 countries that has any doubt about what I think about this. I'm telling you what I think. As I said, there's not any middle ground when it comes to this, because it is a religion. And you're either in it or you're out of it. And so I'm just giving you facts regarding channeling. And these are facts. Was there this mass arrest and the elite all got rounded up? Did it happen? No. Did the president disclose alien presence here on Earth and his UN speech over the weekend? No. These are just facts, and these are facts that are out there on the table for anybody and everybody to see. So, Let me say this about channeling, and then I will open up the telephones. It is a religion. I have a friend, a good friend, who absolutely believes in channeling. I have guests who are my friends by means of being on the show, and I've talked to them many times on the telephone. Never met them in person, but we're on friendly terms, who believe in channeling. And they have channelers they believe are right on the money. My problem with channeling is that the only possible response you can have to channeling is a faith response. It cannot be checked out scientifically. It can be checked out historically, and historically, its accuracy is abysmal. I mean, the guy with the earpiece was far more accurate than actual channelers, because he had, you know, actual information coming to him with a little radio receiver. So even though he was a fraud because of what he said about how he was getting his information, he was far more accurate than channelers. You know, we've had channelers that down through history on the actual religious side of things that, you know, they've said it's the end of the world and Jesus is coming back and it's going to happen on this date. And did it happen? No. So do I think that channeling has any validity at all? Now, this is going to surprise you. Yes. Theoretically. I think it's possible for somebody to get an actual message from an actual entity who actually tells the truth. I think it's possible. Have I ever seen that happen? No. Am I suspicious of every channeled message? Yes. But I could be wrong. See, I'm not God. I wear these little earpieces, but nobody's talking to me in these earpieces till I open the phone and I can hear you here. So you can channel me tonight. I can channel you with my earpieces tonight. But the, you know, in this audience, there are people right now who are just absolutely ticked off with me, and I guarantee you I've got people that are going to send me email and say, I'm never going to listen to you again. Okay. But did I say anything tonight that isn't true? Ask yourself that. Have I said anything tonight that isn't a fact? I'm going to open the telephone lines and invite you to join the show. I'm going to invite you to join this conversation. Now, if you believe in channeling, say so. I mean, I've said what I think. What do you think? And if you think that channeling's not right, I mean that it's not accurate, say so. Grab some guts, grab your phone, and give us a call. 623-444-5889. That's the number. Those of you who are outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you can call that number, or you can use our flash message option on the website. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, this is Rusty from Michigan.
Hello, Rusty.
Hi. You got to it there on the toward the end there. I kind of look at it same as you. I think there are legitimate channelers, but I guess I've not met one.
Well, I think it's possible. You know, I have not met a legitimate channeler. I have I have not met a legitimate prophet, which is generally what in the Christian community they will call their channelers. They'll say, well, he's a real, a real prophet of God. I haven't met one. I've met a lot of people claiming to be prophets. I've met a lot of people claiming to be channelers. I have yet to meet one that's verifiably accurate.
Well, you know, when you talked about that being a religion,
yeah,
there's one thing when it turns into religion, I see that you know, a lot of people will start making excuses for something that did not happen.
Yeah.
Then at that point, it becomes a religion.
Well, I think it becomes a religion when you believe. That's the point. Once you see, either you know or you don't know.
Right.
Now, if you don't know, that means there's a blank at the end of the sentence. There's still a blank at the end of the data. And you don't know. So if you fill that blank in with belief and you say, well, but I believe this, that is religion.
So let me kind of ask you, I know I'm supposed to be saying what I think, I guess I have, but how would you, for you personally, what would designate whether you believe, well, not believe, or you thought a channel was real?
There's not any way that I would think a channeler is real unless and until what they said actually happens. The first time that takes place, I'll pay attention.
Right. And another way I would say to add to that would be is if somehow I was to have that experience that they're having.
Well, I don't know. I can tell you this. If I was hearing voices, I would, and this is not a joke, and I'm not slighting anybody. I'm saying what I would do. I would go to a doctor. Chemical imbalance. I know this from working with a lot of prisoners. Years and years and years ago, I worked in a jail and in a prison. And back when, way back, we were still riding dinosaurs to work. I'll finish with that when we come back from this break. Hang on. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. This is Kevin Smith, and tonight we have dived off into the religion of channeling. On the telephone with me, Rusty from Michigan. And I was saying, Rusty, years and years ago, back when we still rode dinosaurs to work, I had started work for a sheriff's office as a deputy. And this particular sheriff did not have anyone except deputies working for him. Most sheriff's offices will have deputies, and then they have secretaries, and then they have jailers, and so forth. This sheriff would not have anybody working for him that was not a full-fledged police academy certified deputy. Okay? However, when you went to work for him, you had to work at least 1 year in the jail or the prison. So you did the work of a jailer, but you were a full-fledged, fully certified law enforcement officer. But you did the work of a jailer. And we had a number of prisoners in my time in the jail who heard voices. And they were on medication. If their medication, if it was almost time for their medication, they started hearing voices. honestly, because I've seen it happen, in every other way they were normal, but they were hearing these voices. And they would tell you what these voices were saying to them. They'd get lithium, which is a mineral, and everything was fine. They just had a lithium imbalance, and they would get their lithium, and everything was fine. And so, because of that, I've seen it happen. If I was hearing voices, I would go to the doctor. I would not assume that I'd just heard the voice of God. I would know, I would have the experience, I would know I heard a voice, and it's real. The experience is real. That doesn't mean that the voice was from a real person.
So you, how would you distinguish between the good voice and a bad one then?
First thing I would do is I would go get medical tests done to see if I had an imbalance. And if I did not have an imbalance in my body chemistry that could account for it, I think probably I would, at that point, go see a psychiatrist, not a psychologist. A psychiatrist is an actual doctor. He's a medical doctor first. And so I would go see a psychiatrist and find out if there's anything wrong with me that would account for hearing these voices. And then, there's nothing physical and there's nothing mental, then I would have to say, okay, I guess I have to buy that this was real. And, you know, at that point, I would have to assume I'm actually interacting with some entity somewhere. But I would have to go through that before I would buy that.
That sounds reasonable. You know, that's, I don't see anything that would, you know, if the voices are real, your actions isn't going to make it stop.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And you bring up something that I failed to say, and that is, no matter how much you believe something, that doesn't make it true. And if it is true, no matter how much you disbelieve it, that won't make it untrue. It doesn't. The truth is the truth, and it does not change based on whether we believe it or not. And there's proof of that. Look how many people absolutely believed that the elite were about to be rounded up and there were going to be mass arrests. There were people all over the world believing this. Radio shows all over the world were talking about it. And people absolutely believed it. Did it make it true? No.
No, I heard that too. I heard it on your show, but I also read it on the net, and I didn't follow that either. But, you know, I came up with, grew up around like a Pentecostal church situation where there was a lot of prophesying and all that kind of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember any of it coming true.
Well,
that kind of sways my thing on the channeling, I guess. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's your experience with it. I have a different experience with it. I was brought up in church every time the doors were open, but it was not that type of church. And they did not practice all this prophesying stuff. However, we were taught that it is possible for God to speak to people. And so, you know, and I think, you know, whether you call it God or you think it's an archangel or you think it's an alien, is it possible some entity out there can speak to you and that you would hear it and that the information would be accurate? Yeah, I think it's possible. I can't prove that. I think it's possible, but I've never seen it happen.
Well, see, on that, I'd have to say that I know there's something out there to speak to you, but as far as having it channeled, I wouldn't call it that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But,
okay.
So, but, yeah, okay. Well, good topic.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. 623-444-5889. What do you think about it? Did I say something that scared you? Did I say something that upset you? Well, you need to voice your opinion about that. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Steve from Georgia.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, I have to confess I am flat in your camp there, Kevin. I am highly suspicious of any channeling, any channeled messages. Anytime a person puts themselves into a completely passive mode and then wants to receive any kind of communication that they can put into words and then speak it out or write it out or whatever they do with it, they're leaving themselves open for a lot of things that they don't know the source. They really don't know the source of what their information is. One of the things that we know is out there is the space, the air that we walk through is just alive with TV signals, radio signals, Wi-Fi signals, signals that come from the big cell phone bell towers and so on. All these signals are just flying through the air. And we, of course, are there's more open space in us than there is hard matter, you know, because of the way molecules and atoms are arranged. And this stuff just flies through us. And, of course, if it comes right down to it, I think, what are we, like 90% water or something?
Yeah.
And water is a receiver. It's a conductor of electricity and a conductor of all kinds of things. So you can sit down and if you're really able to kind of shut down your mind and put it into a totally passive mode and want to receive, you can receive all kinds of things. There's all kinds of information flying around out there. And one of the things that's going on, the CIA, for instance, is able to beam information out. They can beam information out from Cheyenne Mountain and from some other places here in this country. And, the Tavistock Institute does it in England. And I think every continent on the earth has a transmitter out there where information can be transmitted and received by people whose brain waves are vibrating at the right frequency. And a lot of this stuff is intentional misinformation and disinformation put out by the CIA by other intelligence agencies that's designed just to keep people chasing their tails or to neutralize valid activity that people would otherwise do if they're instead leaning on some of this bogus information, you know, that's intentionally put out just to short-circuit people's effective behavior. Or maybe they could be applying their energy to real, actual learning of something useful, and instead they're sitting around and being entertained by these pipe dreams and things that are being transmitted by various intelligence agencies, and the whole thing is just designed to keep people neutralized in their activity. So the channelers are people that open themselves up to this kind of stuff, and like you, I have not seen one, not one, really, that I trust at all. A lot of it is because it can't be empirically verified. You can't empirically verify what these people are saying. You just have to wait for the time to pass, you know, for if they're giving you a date where something's going to happen, and it ain't happened yet.
All right, Steve, hang on. We have to step away for a break, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and on the telephone with me is Steve from Georgia. Steve, we had to cut you off in mid-sentence because of the break. I apologize for that, but it had to happen, so the floor is yours.
Oh, no need to apologize, Kevin. I know how it is. Now, I've pretty much finished slamming channeling. I think that's what I did. But having done that, let me just say a couple of things. If you'll give me time, there are a couple of very brief incidents I'd like to relate where I heard voices,
right,
and they were real. Years ago, you're from Texas,
right,
or you've spent time in Texas, and
there.
You're acquainted with the wasp, the cicada killer, aren't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The cicada killer wasp carries a pretty heavy venom load, you know, and they're pretty deadly. If they sting you in the face or someplace like that, you're going to get really sick. You know, your airway could close up, you know, and it could be a fatal event. I was landscaping an area, and I was on the back of a large mower, a Toro, big Toro mower, a riding type, and I just suddenly, out of the blue, I heard my name called. And it was a very strange phenomenon. It was, the Toro was a loud mower, but I heard it both inside my head and in my ear as if I were being called from a distance. I just heard my name. I turned to face the direction where my name seemed to come from, and there, about 4 inches away from my face, was a cicada killer wasp. And, I cut off the engine on the mower and jumped down pretty quick and moved away from the area until the cicada killer flew away, and it probably saved my life, you know, and I just heard my voice. It was a strange thing. There was yet another incident. I was in Toronto, Canada, in an apartment, and I was sitting in the apartment at a table on the chair. And I heard inside my head, I heard the voice saying, "Who sent you here?" And I answered back, silently, telepathically, I guess, "The same God who sent you," was my reply. I didn't think much of it, just it was kind of strange. Within a couple of minutes, a guy came out of the back room and sat down opposite me on the table, looked me in the eye, and said, "Who sent you here?" You know, exactly the same voice I heard on the inside of my head. "Who sent you here?" And hindsight being 2020, I wish I had answered the same. Instead, I said, I named a couple in Sudbury who referred me to his place. And he said, "Well, you've got to go then. You need to leave." So I left. Anyway, it was a very interesting occurrence, and I don't think that's the same thing as channeling, but I know that you can hear voices, and I know the voices can be real. On the other hand, working in an emergency room as I do, the people that we get in there who hear voices, I'm here to tell you that the voices are usually very destructive. They're either talking homicide, suicide, or mutilation, and like you said, Kevin, people start hearing voices on a regular basis, they probably ought to seek medical attention.
Yeah, and that's not being critical. I mean, I talked about this several years ago, and I just off the hand during the show made the comment about something had been mentioned, and I said, "Well, they got pills for that." And I had a guy that got really upset, and he had been a member, and he dropped his membership. He said he's never going to listen to the show again because I made fun of people taking pills, and he had to take pills to stay alive. I'm not making fun of it. I mean, it's just a fact. It's just a medical fact. If you had a rash, they got creams for that, you know. You got an infection, they got antibiotics for that. If you're hearing voices, they got pills for that. And it's not making fun of anybody. But see, just because the voices are real doesn't mean they're from a real entity.
Exactly right, Kevin.
See, the people that I know of and that I dealt with that heard voices really heard voices. I'm absolutely convinced of it. But that doesn't mean that those voices were coming from real entities. If taking their lithium made the voices go away, then that's not from an entity. That's from a chemical imbalance.
Exactly right, Kevin. And, you know, not to change the subject, but I've got my, you know, my computer feeding into my TV, and in the middle of our conversation here, your show just got bounced off my internet.
Are you using the Justin TV app?
Well, I'm using my laptop, and I've gone in through
I can't
think of a browser now.
Okay, but you're not using the Justin TV app on an iPhone or something?
Oh, no, I wouldn't own an iPhone. I wouldn't own a cell phone.
So, okay, well, it does, on the Justin TV app does that sometimes. I don't know what to tell you about your TV setup, but
okay.
We're still broadcasting.
Absolutely, and I'll get off the line now, Kevin, so you can field other phone calls. Hopefully more people will come in, because this is an important topic, because a lot of people are wasting a lot of time.
Well, and being misled, no one likes to think they have been misled, but I'm talking to millions of people tonight, and in those millions of people, I can guarantee you there are many tens of thousands and maybe even a couple of million, who knows, who have been misled and know it and feel bad about it, but don't know what to do about that. All right, Steve, thanks for the call.
Absolutely, Kevin. Right. Good show.
Thanks. We have a flash message here from Ross over in the UK, and Ross says, excellent show in critical thinking tonight. I agree with your views on channelers. The only way you would know if channeling was real would be if you yourself heard the voices in your head, but even that could be hoaxed with technology. You would still need to have proof from whomever was speaking to you. Hopefully, tonight's show will wake some people up from believing in some of the absolute nonsense out there. Cheers, Ross. You're right, Ross. It could be technology. It could also be medical. You know, even if you hear things and you check, get your medical thing checked out, and you go to the psychiatrist and he says you're okay, then you have to assume at that point, well, you really did hear voices. But at that point, don't you want to get some kind of, are these guys going to show you some ID that they really are who they say they are? And that, you know, I mean, you still got to get some kind of identification about who you're talking to here. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is Tom in Ohio.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Well, let me say this. Until now, I never really understood what channeling was all about until you've explained it. Okay, my question is, the people that like to play around with Ouija boards and that, mm-hmm. is that a form of channeling? I don't hear you.
Sorry. I'm thinking. Is that a form of channeling? According, I think according to a website that's about channeling, it's called channeling.net. And they've got a bunch of stuff on there that I think is absolute bunk and nonsense, although they would disagree with that. But according to them, I think it would fit their definition of channeling, yeah.
Well, it's breaking up here. It's a bad connection. I have a hard time hearing you. I'll have to go back later and listen.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
But anyhow, that was my question, whether the Ouija boards, what are those cards?
Tarot
cards,
yeah.
And if that was part of channeling. And
yeah, it
I'll
is.
Let you go.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Yeah, it is. Apparently, according to the channelers there, according to that website, I think that would all be part of the channeling process. But if I'm wrong about that, and you're a channeler, let me know. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
I'm going to take what you discussed with Rusty
mm-hmm.
and what Steve said and take it one step further.
All right.
Before I reveal some rather interesting occurrences.
Just go for it.
If they have the ability to beam that information into your head so that they can make you think you're hearing information, as Steve said,
mm-hmm.
it should be possible to somehow trace it back to the source.
Yeah.
So if you eliminate medical causes and you somehow trace it back to the source, then maybe you have might have something legit.
Why would you have to do that for it to be legit?
Well, that would be my test.
Now, well, if you trace it back to the source, it's not channeling, it's broadcasting.
Well, it's true. That would be the third. That would be eliminating. If you could eliminate the broadcast, so in other words, if you could eliminate the terrestrial element, then you might be able to say, okay, I've got something.
Yeah, so you're saying if you were still hearing the voices, but you could eliminate the broadcast as a source. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay, let's say you did that, and then you still are hearing these voices. It's not medical, it's not psychiatric, and it's not a broadcast from the CIA. You've eliminated all of that empirically. Okay. You're still hearing the voices, so you have to assume these are real, but you still don't know the source of the voices. And are you getting information from an alien? Are you getting information from angels? Is the information accurate?
You know? That goes into the astral plane, and you do have the right to ask point-blank questions. Who are you? What is your name? And if they're legit, they have to answer honestly.
Yeah, but if they're not legit, they don't have to answer honestly. If they're not legit.
This is true. That's what makes it so tricky.
Mm-hmm. And so you're talking with one that's not legit, and he lies to you. And he says, oh, I'm an angel of God.
There's your test. If he lies to you.
Well, how do you know that? If he says, oh, I'm an angel from God, and he's lying, how do you know he's lying?
His information would not pan out.
Okay.
Now, I had an experience similar to Steve's. One time, I was working in physical therapy, and I was working with a guy who refused to work with women. So they called me in to work with him. And I heard his voice, clear as day, say something. And a few seconds later, he said it. So that's just one. That's one instance of where I heard the voice. Another situation didn't involve me. But a guy was coming down off the mountain, and he kept getting the feeling he should put his seatbelt on. Finally, just before we entered the last stretch down off the hill, he heard a voice say, stop, damn it, put your seatbelt on. If he hadn't put his seatbelt on, he would be dead. So it does happen.
So whose voice is that?
Don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
But it helped. Saved
right.
his life.
Well, I can't dispute that. You know, I'm not sure that's channeling, though. You know, in channeling, they give you a message, and the message is for you to communicate. It's to be communicated to other people, and I'm not sure that it's channeling. Just if we have a telepathic moment, you know, your brain is operating at a frequency, and if my brain gets in tune with that frequency and I'm kind of open-minded about it, and my brain somehow matches the frequency of your brain, my brain may pick up the signals that your brain is sending out. That's the way radio works.
That's right.
And that's telepathy. I don't think that's channeling.
No, but I don't know what it is. It could. That is the way channeling could work.
Mm-hmm.
Is through that example of my friend that just said, "Stop the car, damn it, and put your seatbelt on."
Well, it's a good thing you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Brent. Thanks for the call.
Yep. Goodbye.
Bye. 623-444-5889. Come on in. The water is fine. Well, it's not near as hot as I thought it was going to be. I thought this would be boiling hot water here tonight, but it's not. But we, you know, if you think channeling is real and reliable, then we would like to hear from you. As I say, grab some guts and grab your phone. Get some spine and call. I'm not going to challenge you. I've said what I think about it. Let me ask you something. Amongst all of you who are listening worldwide, is there anybody out there that has some doubt about what I think about channeling? I just don't think it's reliable. I don't think it's real. So let me ask you. I mean, you can assume now that I don't think it's a fact. So let me ask you. Is it fiction or is it fraud? Or maybe you think it's a fact. 623-444-5889 is the number. Also, those of you outside the USA and outside of Canada, you can give us a call, or you can use the flash message option on the website. I want to go back to this flash message here. This is from Ross over in Scotland. I said he's from the UK. He's lists Scotland here. And he says, the only way you would know if channeling was real would be if you yourself heard the voices in your head, but that could be hoaxed with technology. But let's say, Ross, and very good observations, but let's take it just a little bit. Let's push the envelope a little further. Let's say that you ruled out medical, you ruled out psychological, and you ruled out technology. Let's say you could. And you're still hearing the voices. You still don't know the source. And to me, that's just like when I was international police and at one point working as an intelligence officer. People would tell you things. And what you had to do was try and verify how did they know, so you could give it some sort of grade for reliability. How did they know this? So they tell you, oh, well, there's going to be a big shipment of heroin coming across the border at such and such a date, such and such time at this place. How do you know that? What's their connection? How is it that they have this information? Wouldn't you somehow need to be able to do the same thing with these voices? We're from the Galactic Federation, and we're here to bring you this message for mankind. And you need to deliver this message, because if mankind doesn't heed this message, they're all going to be destroyed. Well, we're all going to die anyway. That's just how it is. You were born dying. You started dying the day you were born. You've been headed there ever since. And one day you're going to make that destination. all of us. So we've got this big message from the Galactic Federation of Light, and all of this big wonderful stuff is about to happen, and they're just waiting on us to do this, that, or the other thing. It's almost always the case that the message from the Galactic Federation of Light ends up with us forming into a one-world government. That's almost always the case. Do you think that a one-world government would be democratic? Do you? Let's assume that it was democratic. Do you know that it only takes one good-sized province in China to outvote this entire country? Is that what you want? You really want this one-world government that the Galactic Federation wants everybody to get into? Whenever one nation is dealing with another nation, it's government to government, isn't it? But there are places where you have various fractured factions all over the place and you don't have a strong government. And sometimes you have to deal with various parties in that area. Good example is the whole Israeli-Palestinian thing. You know, now, there was a time when you were dealing with Israeli government and with Yasser Arafat. Now you're dealing with two different Palestinian governments that are at odds with each other. Now look, this show's not about that politics, so don't call in with that, okay? It's an example of how it works here on Earth. In the case of the United States dealing with Palestinians, the United States is bigger, more powerful than the Palestinians. It really, in many ways, is to our advantage for them to be at odds with each other. You've heard, you know, united we stand, divided we fall. How does a united world government benefit any aliens? We are weaker and easier to deal with when we're fractured. We'll be back right after this.
To the Kevin Smith Show.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. This is Kevin Smith, and we're talking about channeling. What's the deal with you? You're intimidated or what? Just because I presented what I've presented from my point of view about channeling, that's got you intimidated? You don't want to pick up your phone and call? What's the deal with you? I mean, are you that scared? You don't deserve to be free. If you're that scared, you need somebody running your life. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. We have a message from Paula, a flash message from Paula in Australia. And Paula says, do you believe in angels? I don't understand what you meant when you said there are no angels, and then you said you didn't say it. Paula, listen. I didn't say there are no angels. I said there's no race of beings called angels. That's a job description. My job description is talk show host. There's no such thing as a race of talk show hosts. Angel is a job description. There's no such thing as a race of angels. Okay? It's a job description. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Joni in St. Louis.
Hi, Joni.
I'm a pretty curious person, so I like to follow up on things. And on another radio program, there was a gentleman who had written a book about Edgar Cayce. Was he brought up on your program tonight at all earlier?
No, we didn't talk about Edgar Cayce, but I have interviewed Edgar Cayce's son.
Have you?
Yeah.
No. Well, the discussion I've read, it seems as if that was a form of channeling.
Well,
did you agree?
I don't know. I'm not an expert on channeling. I don't know whether that's channeling or whether that... No, it wouldn't be, because he's not getting his information from an entity. He got his information from what many people call the cosmic records or the Akashic records, and not from an entity.
Okay. I'm in the middle of reading a book by Wynne Free on is David Wilcox the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And so I've always been kind of curious about how reincarnation works. I've never held the belief, so it sort of piqued my interest.
Yeah.
And by halfway through the book, and supposedly according to that book, because Wynne Free researched Edgar Cayce, was that he Edgar Cayce termed it that he was getting it from Jesus. His terminology was from a viewpoint of his own faith, that he was getting this information, and it was in that sleep state that he received it. All of those records are there of what was given to him, you know, the big intuitive side of it. So if that would be a form of channeling, then that is a record of information that was received.
If that's how Edgar Cayce claimed to be getting it, then yeah, that would be channeling. Also, keep in mind that he was not 100% correct.
Right.
And therefore, if he was getting it from Jesus, and if our information about Jesus is correct, then Jesus lied to him.
Very interesting deduction. Right.
I meant Winfrey.
I see that possibility.
I met Wynne Free. I was speaking at a conference several years ago, and he was too. And I saw his presentation on David Wilcox being the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. It's a pretty interesting theory. I don't know.
I'm just saying, you know, fill out and all that in my book. Pardon the pun, but... I would play that in, because if we were looking for something that was solid to follow up on, that was considered a form of channeling, that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah. Well,
because
if he says...
Because the rest of it falls under, I guess the area of woo-woo. In other words, they talk in such nebulous terms, that it doesn't make a lot of sense. It's in generalities, and it's one whole idea, like you just said earlier.
Yeah. So if you know, if he said he was getting his information from Jesus, then that would be channeling. And but what I would have to say is, well, if that's the case, then Jesus lied to him on a number of occasions.
Right.
Yeah.
I like how your mind works.
Well, thank you. Sometimes it doesn't.
I would be off the phone.
Thanks for the call, Joni.
Good night.
Good night. Yeah, sometimes my mind doesn't work, and then sometimes it's just bent, you know. 623-444-5889. And you know what? I bet I get email from people telling me that I said Jesus was a liar. All right. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is John from Conroe.
Hello, John.
Just touching base on this wild subject of channeling.
Yeah.
But this relates to a Ouija board incident.
Okay.
Which I think kind of relates to channeling in a way. And it was with a high school girlfriend that I sat down with one night, and we smart gal, nice gal. And one of the first questions that I asked was, what was in flying saucers? And the response was cup. Okay.
Cup?
Cups.
Cups.
Yeah, flying saucers and cups, right?
Okay.
I mean, big joke, right? I mean, it was supposed to be a big giggle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the next question was, what is your name? And it spelled out Lucifer. And we were done. Okay, and I've never touched a Ouija board since. So just wanted to pass that on regarding, channeling stuff. And anyway, I'll get off.
Wait a minute. When it spelled out Lucifer, did it scare you?
Oh, she freaked out. I freaked out.
Okay.
Yeah, we were good church going kids, right?
Uh huh.
And just fooling around with the Ouija board, right? And Lucifer kind of scared us.
I guess so.
It was high school, right?
Yeah.
Of course I'm seasoned, but.
Did you stop to think that it might have been, he answered with a joke when you ask about flying saucers? Maybe did you stop to think of asking him sort of jokingly, oh, Lucifer, huh? So what the hell are you doing?
No, I think we just kind of freaked out at that point.
I wish I had pictures of that.
Well, I wish I had pictures of it, too. She was pretty good looking.
Well, all my wives have been beautiful.
Oh, so have mine.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
All right. Have a good evening. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. And my wife now is beautiful. You know what she looks like? Have you seen her? Let me brag on her a little bit. For those of you who are watching, there she is. Isn't she gorgeous? What a wonderful lady she is, too. Smart. Of course she is. She picked me. Oh, mercy. Channeling. So what's the deal? I mean, is this thing fact? Is it fiction? Is it fraud? I think in a lot of cases, it's fraud. I know of two people who claim to be channelers, and they have a following. And I tell you, these two people are the most fraudulent people I ever met. In every aspect of their lives, they are fraudulent. And they've got followers that, you know, just live to hear the next message channeled from Bubba L or whoever it is out there that's talking to them. And they just live for that. I mean, it's when a message comes, it's like honey from heaven for these people. But these two people are frauds. And I hate to see this happening. I hate to say it's all over the UFO community. People just, you know, they want some word from a higher source that's going to save them in their situation, give them guidance. You know something? You were born with a brain. You were born with a mind. And it really doesn't need crutches. You've heard me talk about this before. Look, have you ever seen a Walmart? Sure you have. Did you ever see a Walmart and think it was a beach ball? No. There's nothing wrong with your mind. You don't need these crutches. Look at what's really going on. Think about what's really going on. You don't need these crutches. But now, see, your opinion of channeling may be that it's not a crutch. You may look at it as genuine intel from the cosmos out there, from aliens, or spirits, or angels, or whatever. And if that's how you see it, that's okay. But it's okay for me to see it how I see it, too. And I see it as a crutch, because you don't want to do the hard work to know. It's easier to just blindly believe. That's the way I see it. And I'm not being nasty or critical. I'm being honest about the way I see it. That's the way I see it. I see it as a crutch so that you don't have to do the hard work to know. And so that you don't ever have to face the abyss of saying, I don't know. See, I don't think saying I don't know is the abyss. I think it's honesty. I think it's, if you don't know something, it's okay to say you don't know. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent again. Can I do something real quick?
It depends. What do you want to do?
I'm going to compare a lot of these channelers to a situation that happened in a hospital once.
All right. You'll have to wait until we come back from break because we're only like 3 seconds. No, I started to say 3 seconds. It's on! Here, hold my beer and watch this. All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're on Final Approach, and I want to prove something to you. Those who are watching can see me holding up my coffee cup. Those who are listening, trust me, I'm holding up my coffee cup. All right? And what I want you to do all over the world, everywhere you are by the millions, I want you to believe that this is a bar of gold. I want you to believe it. Believe it with all your heart. This is a bar of gold, and I'm going to see if it changes. On the telephone with me is Brent, and Brent, you were going to say something to us.
Several years ago, I mean, it's probably 20 years ago almost, we had a patient. She was a hip, she had her hip replaced. It was one of, this is back when hip replacements sometimes took 6 months to heal. And she kept asking the doctors, when am I going to get up and walk? When am I going to get up and walk? They said New Year's. New Year's came and went. Valentine's came and went. Easter came and went. She finally turned to my mom and said, "You, Lou, you're the expert. When am I going to get up and walk?" St. Patty's Day. St. Patty's Day, she woke the hospital up screaming and laughing. Now, a lot of these quote-unquote channelers are just like those doctors. They're offering false hope.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And that doesn't do anybody any good.
I think they're fiction. Some are frauds.
Yeah.
And I hold out a hope that there is some fact, that there is some possibility of it, but I've never seen it. Never seen it.
All right,
Brent.
I'm the same boat you are.
Thanks for the call, man. I got to run.
Hope. Okay.
All right, thanks. Yeah, because we're just about out of time, and I do want folks who have not yet had a chance to call in to have that chance and call in. 623-444-5889, but you better hurry because we're just about out of time. So far, it's still a cup, still a coffee cup. Are you believing? I want you to believe that it's a gold bar, a bar of gold. That's what I want you to believe. If everybody believes enough, it'll happen. That's what they tell us. All right. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Rick in California.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, you know, I don't think that the channelers are either fact or fiction, or I don't think they're frauds. I think they're nothing but a joke.
Why don't you say what you really think, Rick?
Well, I just did. You know, we went to one of these things where there was a channeler years ago, and it had to be like something out of a circus act.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it was, you know, with lights and, you know, weird talks and, you know, the whole thing was just kind of a real joke, so that's just about how I feel about it. And, you know, your cup you're holding up there, mm-hmm. I hope that it does turn into a pot of gold for you. But I just don't see that, you know.
See, you're not helping things, Rick. If you believe it strong enough.
I'm trying to think real positive for you, Kevin, but I don't know. Maybe we come up with maybe silver or lead. I don't know.
You know what? If I was a betting man, I'd bet the bank that when the end of the show hits, it's still a coffee cup.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not a betting person myself, but, you know, I think you're probably right. You know,
yeah.
You can end up with a coffee cup full of cold coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, you know, kind of interesting show tonight, and to get some different views on from people, but the channeling thing, like I said, I think it's kind of a joke, and I can only take so much of those guys, you know, to listen to them, and that's about it. So,
I appreciate your views. I appreciate you calling in and expressing your views, but you've hurt my feelings now about my coffee cup.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, you know, so I'm sure your feelings have been hurt before, so that's kind of a light dose of your feelings being
well, that's
hurt,
right.
Kevin. So.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, we enjoy listening to you, and we most of the time we listen to you the next day, you know, because there isn't really a lot of interferences, and we can kind of skip the commercials. And
mm-hmm. That's one of the benefits of being a member. You know, you can go in there and go to the K-Pods, which is our archives, and they don't have the breaks in there. We take
right,
those breaks
yeah.
out. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, my wife really watches all of that real close. I have a lot of different interests than that
mm-hmm.
During the day and keep myself pretty occupied with things. But, you know, we were watching a show, I don't know, I think it was either, excuse me, yesterday or today about some people that spent about 2 weeks down at Area 51, which was real interesting. The videos they took during the evening and late during the night.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this doesn't pertain to your show tonight with the channeling and all,
mm-hmm.
I don't sleep real well, and I got up thinking about some of the stuff I was watching, about how, you know, when you watch some of these different maneuvers that these guys were filming during the night and late into the morning, about how, you know, the humans could not withstand some of these maneuvers and all.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Kevin, you know, we're getting close to the end of the show, and I've kind of really run off topic.
Well, Rick, I want to thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I have a real tendency to get way off topic a lot. So, you know what, I'm going to call it another night.
Good.
When you have open line and kind of go over this a little bit. But the show that we watched was extremely interesting from the bunch of people that went down there and looked at these UFOs and stuff.
Well, we may have open line tomorrow night. I got a one of those, oops, maybe I'm not going to be able to be your guest tomorrow night. I got one of those emails today, so I still don't know. So it may be open line tomorrow night. You can call in.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd rather call back when you're there, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're real, you know, you're a stand-up guy, and you know, you say what you think and what you believe and stuff, and I really like that. The both of us really like that, and I think a lot of your listeners do too. So, you know, I'll kind of hold off for a week or two and call back then.
All right.
And voice my opinion and what I think and during the middle of the mornings and stuff about it. So, anyway, Kevin, I'll let you go and let you close up the rest of your show, and we'll talk to you in a week or so like that.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. You don't have to wait a week. You can call me back tomorrow night. That'll be fine. Thank you so much for the call, Rick. Folks, I'm really, really, really counting on you because all over the UFO community, they say if you believe it, it'll happen. Well, I want this cup turned to a pot of gold. Some of you are listening. You're not watching, but listen. That's the coffee cup. It's still a coffee cup. What's the deal here? Are you not believing? Let me get a sip out of my bar of gold here. It's still a coffee cup. The point is, and then we're through. What's true is true. Doesn't matter whether you believe it or don't believe it. And if it's true and you believe it's not true, that doesn't change it. If it's not true and you're believing it with all your heart, that doesn't change it. It's still not true. What's true is just true. And whether we believe it or don't believe it does not change the truth. Truth is not the subject of alchemy, you know. It's not manufactured. Truth is on its own, standing on its own two feet, staring us in the face. So, if I've upset anybody this evening, not my intention. On the other hand, if you're upset by anything that I said here this evening, it's because you know I told you the truth. And you don't like that. I understand. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. And you can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.